The Neo-Urban Chronique by Froggy the Frenchie.
Hello everybody, dear friends, Vanakkam.
Today, the Greek tragedy has come to inspire our stupid brother in this series of style exercises on our unique theme, Hello, Bye Bye. We hope by this chronic to contribute to the cultural policy of our city.
Oh, soul mats whose tears have never dried on your face overwhelmed with pain. I see you coming towards me like a shadow that is cold in the back and that fears the sun of happy day. Advance with a light step in spite of the loneliness of the suffering which you carry, and come to give me your greeting of which you dreaming to offer me.
Oh, lifelong friends, I come back even if the moon had in the light of day and refused to light my night. Do not think that my absence was of gesture or cruelty, that death has struck me without you knowing anything about it, and that fate struck with madness force you to wait with despair for my most generous greeting.
Oh, you, blessed soul of the god, you cannot know how much I miss your words of welcome, although I know that you had to go beyond the misery of the war, which invaded your heart so proud and broken in you, all hope of the joy of living.
What you say of my fate, dear brother, the god take great care to ignore it. Did not there break our unity of actions? Have not they ransacked our unity of place?
Oh, lest anger and rage move away from your words. Our gods also destroyed our unity of time. They decided to leave us alone, abandoned on our land ravaged by the wind of revolt and the thunder of discord. Everything is a lie around us, and the truth had fled to the depth of our being to protect herself from the insult she suffered and to prepare a victorious future who will take hold of pure and sincere heart.
May this promised victory be accomplished in a single action of occurring in a single place and without and within the course of the day.
Our entire being has waited so long for this moment that their patience must have loved eternity to comfort themselves around this fire, and their courage had to cling to infinite to travel the century without fading and disappearing into the oblivion of the world history. That moment will come as you have described it so well, O you whose eyes shine again and the smile of your face of mystical beauty is reborn.
May this tragedy in the evolutions of our soul just been an ephemeral theater, even if the universe, the cosmos, the God's word and the other higher worlds look at it with fear and pity to give themselves a clear conscience. This ephemeral theater of which you spoke have not finished playing his last act, and the representations of which we do not know the real author, after having respected the rule of suspense and the spectacular stage effect,
will come to invent, to the general surprise, a scenographic writing method of an unimaginable novelty, of an irresistible beauty, et a true plainful poetry that the spectator of no end, no world will find the joy of the humorous spirit which brought this world out of this deep sleep.
The millions of birds have only strengthened and embellished our friendship. This silent joy which have just poured in me while listening to you remind me that a melody coming from the bottom of the hedge carried the cells of our body on the joyful wave of an ocean of fire. I can only be lifted with gratitude towards this grace which ordered our meeting on this unforgettable day where finally I find you in all your splendor and all your benevolence. I know, oh my brother of the whole and new world, that the girl and the gods are watching us right now with the wonder and innocence of children of the future. They too are moved by our reunion that they have not seen coming. No, oh you, whose death has loosened his grip, that we are one. And although we will part way in a moment, the memory of our luminous connivance which help us through this dark time. I bid you farewell, and may the rhythm of universe time make your dance in this adventure of consciousness and joy. On the luminous path which opened to me, not only will I dance, but I will sing with a quiet peace to the glory of this enigma of the world we've gave us birth on this unique earth, which embraces his children on his glorious breath and gives them the divine bosom whose nourishments they crave with fervor. May the power of the heaven be with you.
Et voilà, we are not sure that this tragedy is in itself is a tragedy, but you will find the stupid brother maybe in a tragicomedy next Friday, live at 10:30 a.m. or by podcast at the Auroville Radio site. C'est dingue, non? Amazing!
Bye bye!
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 This is Auroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.